This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades, they'll give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/cag. Just pay for shipping. Gentlemen, welcome to CagCast episode number 535. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who... fill in the blank.
He's here.
Shipwreck, fill in the blank.
It's the worst ad lib ever.
See, it's not easy.
No, that's why I thought you would try to think of these ahead of time.
Instead of putting us on the spot, right?
I know.
Right now.
Well, I usually put myself on the spot.
Okay.
But not recently.
I usually make my wife sleep on the spot.
Oh, that's gross.
So how was that?
Get a towel.
That was a good idea. Get a towel. Is that why you always carry a towel?
In Tokyo, like a Tokyo summer.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody carries a towel. It's no joke, by the way.
I know.
I tell everybody that when I talk about a hot summer, I always throw that anecdote in. Everyone can enjoy that.
Yes.
So welcome to the show, everybody. We were off last week because I was in Florida visiting my parents.
Visiting the Targets of Florida?
I spent a lot of time. I could have spent more time in Target, to be honest. But I did spend some time in a Super Target trying to get the steel book gold edition deals. Whew. I came up short. Well, like, no, I got one. I
got
Marvel versus Capcom. That to me feels like I came up short.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought that doesn't have everything on it, though.
It says all the character pass.
Yeah, it's got this. I mean, I don't believe any of these things anymore when they tell me I get everything. I'm assuming
there's something you won't get.
There's something that we're not getting, but. Yeah, we got the... Because I got it as well.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't redeemed my character pass.
I redeemed it. I have not downloaded the 50 gig update file yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
I looked for it, and my Target did not have that one. I had to stick with South Park.
Nice. I probably should have asked my dad if he had a bandwidth limit at his house before I downloaded that 50 gigabyte. Quote unquote update. What was on the disc?
Just the Capcom logo when you boot it up.
Something spelled wrong.
Like the game wasn't done and like, just put a disc. I mean, is that an online? No, it's a single player.
Yeah, it's got all the features.
Okay.
So people just don't like it for whatever reason. I haven't played it yet to know.
I tried it.
After coming from Mortal Kombat, Injustice.
It's like, it seems like it's a different generation of game, basically. And I realize that it is in a lot of ways, but not in a pleasing way to me, at least. I just don't like the character designs.
That was a big issue for most people with that game. But I'm for $20 for the whole game, that's the right price for me to at least swing around as Spider-Man for a little bit.
No, that's a good price for that. I'm with you.
Shipwreck, you guys shamed me into buying it. I was willing to walk out of the store without buying it. But you were like, I felt like you thought something was wrong with me if I didn't buy it.
I don't remember shaming you.
Shipwreck, you were already there.
Shipwreck did. He was like, seriously?
Like, what are you going to do? Man. You're going to leave the Target without buying the $20 video game?
I would. I do that.
But then again, he kind of did the same thing with me and going back to a Target to look.
Because
I was across the street from one, and he's like, you should go. I would go.
I said that? Oh, Shipwreck did.
Shipwreck did.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I would always stop at a random Target.
So,
you know,
so I went and they had South Park.
I feel like as I get older, I have more willpower in that regard to just leave a game. Like I know deep down how many hours or how much time I'm willing to put into that game. I have a pretty good idea. And I feel like I was correct with Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah, but I don't know. Ty might play it some or something.
Sure.
I'm enjoying the South Park game.
It's good. You're going to talk about it later, I think, right?
Yeah, I will.
I can't wait to talk. I finished it, so I'm excited to talk about it with you.
Yeah.
Because
I picked that up as well.
Good.
So you haven't. You probably haven't even opened it.
I redeemed the code inside. You got a free copy of the original game.
Mm-hmm.
With it as well as the season pass. But I came to realize that I haven't played this one yet, but I've played more South Park games than I've seen South Park episodes at this point.
I remember when the Acclaim N64 game came out, and that was like a
Which one?
The first one.
The snowball fight one?
Yeah, the snowball fight, the first person one.
Yeah.
That game was bad.
Not South Park Racing or Love Shack.
No, it was the first one. My brother's best friend at the time, this is a long time ago. So my brother's best friend at the time, this is when Acclaim was on Long Island, was one of the QA testers for that game. So we went to my brother's apartment.
So he wasn't very good at his job?
No, he was not. And he does not work in the video game industry anymore. And we went to my brother's apartment because he was single, and he was like, he was in his 20s. And we went to his apartment and played that game when it first came out, thinking it was going to be awesome, and it was hot garbage.
It was
hot garbage.
It was playable.
It was
every game you stuck in your N64, you're like, oh, this is going to be like GoldenEye.
Yeah. And that's kind of what they wanted. I think that was
a copy of Hexen. It's going to be great. Hexen 2 or whatever it was on N64. It did not live up to that either.
It was good on PC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure. If it's the same Hexen that I'm thinking of.
Yeah. I mean, it's GoldenEye.
I thought you were talking about South Park. Like South Park?
No, I was talking about just all of the GoldenEye clone, like four player split screen shooters on N64.
Yeah, I didn't have one. So anyway, we're back now. A lot of things happened while we were gone. We all saw Black Panther.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I think we're at the end of the show. Are we going to do a spoiler cast?
We could. I don't know
Let's see how much time we have.
Yeah, we'll see how much time it is. I just don't know if it's that kind of movie.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. It's not a slight on the movie. I enjoyed it very much.
Okay, we'll talk about that soon. Mm-hmm. What else? I bought a new door, so all you fuckers who are on my ass about my shitty door, you're probably still going to be on my ass about my new door, aren't you?
Probably.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see when that door
I mean, I have no interest in being on your ass in any situation, but, you know.
Oh, liar. It's not going to be ready for like a month, so I'll let you know how that goes. But I also bought a smart lock to go with it. But it has a regular key thingy too.
And someone's going to try to open the garage door and your front door is going to fly wide open.
My garage door is... It has to be a completely... It's from like another era.
I didn't say your garage door.
Someone else's.
Yes.
Alexa just got excited. And she's
lighting up. I'm interested to see how that smart lock goes for you. Because that's one of the things that it's an interesting concept, but I'm still not totally sure that I want that.
Right. Yeah. Well, let me tell you my impression. I know why, because that's like, you don't want, if anything breaks, you don't want that to have a virus, basically, you know?
Right.
First of all, so I agree with you 100%, and I was very hesitant to get one, but I had to get a new lock anyway. So that was one step in the right direction, but I did some research, and the company – I bought a Schlage Sense, and Schlage is a lock company. It's like a
– Yes, I'm familiar with
well-known that. Lock company. And this thing has a keypad on it. It's got a touchscreen keypad on it. with numbers, so you can have codes, and a regular key hole. And it also connects to your phone, so it knows when you get close that you want to like unlock the door for you automatically. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. It got good reviews and seems solid, and I'm excited for the new. I'm excited for a new door. And yeah, not to worry about getting locked out again, hopefully.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
We're finally getting on the Roomba bandwagon.
Oh, okay.
We've got one of those coming tomorrow, I believe.
An actual Roomba or a...
Yeah, an actual Roomba.
Oh, okay.
You can talk to it with Alexa and all that stuff.
Ooh, la-di-da, an actual Roomba.
Yes.
Fancy, fancy.
I guess so.
So let us know how that goes. I'd like to hear about that.
In our smart section of this show. Wombat, you still have enough Alexas?
You know what my favorite thing to do is? Because I'll, you know, we try to get the kids up before 7 to get ready for school. They're not big fans of that. But since I have, you know, Spotify set up on my Everywhere mm-hmm. account, I can just tell the devices to play whatever song I want. And as long as I say Everywhere, it'll play in every room in the house. And boy, do my kids hate Stone Cold Crazy by Queen, at least at 6:45 in the morning.
Is that to get them out of bed?
Yeah, it's to get them out of bed.
You should play Reveille.
Yeah, that does it.
If only they had the new Echo, they'd have it in much better fidelity. They could really
Sabrina has the dot in the speaker.
Ah, so that could blast her good. Good.
Yeah, she has the dock, the speaker dock that you could also use as a wireless thing, so she could take her dock around the dot around the house.
All right, just make sure she has that turned on while she's sleeping, so you can, you know,
yeah,
give her the proper blast out of bed.
Yes, exactly, and that's what we do. And well, it's always in the dock, but yeah. So she's not a big fan of my music taste. I don't know why.
So. What else is new since we were gone? Oh, I got new internet. I finally, so I've been watching, like I have Fios from Verizon and my 2 year, Yeah. So my 2 year contract went up and went out. So I've been watching, you know, you go to the website and they offer you different deals. And they had like something called like the double play or something like that, where if you get the TV package with the cable, it's cheaper than, the TV package with internet, it's cheaper than just getting internet alone, like significantly.
Yep.
And
we've told you that before.
Yeah. So I wound up doing, even with renting the box fee, it's still like a lot cheaper.
Cheaper. Mm-hmm.
So I got a gigabyte service. And I don't know, some TV service. I don't care because I'm not even going to hook up the box. But
you should hook up the box. There's no reason not to.
Yeah, there is a reason. I have to rewire my whole system.
No, you don't. You could just run it through the Xbox.
That sounds annoying. It's going to take up a lot of space and wires.
It takes up no space. Two wires.
I'm not gonna
you
watch
run
it.
The HDMI from the cable box into your Xbox.
I enjoy a life.
And then
with
you
no
plug
flipping.
It in the wall. Trust me, when you have TV to watch, you'll watch TV.
What does that mean?
If you build it, they will come.
I enjoy my no flipping life right now. And I've been enjoying it for over 10 years. And it's a good life. Well over 10 years. So I don't like the peer pressure to watch more TV.
Watch TV, dude.
I watched so much TV growing up. I don't know. I watch plenty on Netflix and stuff now. I just, you know, just do it on demand. That's all. All right, let's do some show feedback. I demand show feedback.
Sure. Clue has to say, Shipwreck needs to talk more. I don't even think he was on this podcast until like 10 minutes in. Okay, perhaps not that far. He usually has good insight and on things, and lately it feels like he's not getting the love from Cheapy and Wompet. Cheapy, what do you think of this?
I saw that joke coming a mile away.
That's because it's a good joke. It's quality.
I saw that joke as soon as I read the question on the outline. I said, Wombat's going to do that. Throw that to me immediately.
Yeah, see, well, that's the joke.
I get it's, it. It's, yeah. I. What do you think I'm doing? Editing out Shipwreck?
Yep.
Yes.
That's not happening. Shipwreck, I don't know what to say. Shipwreck, speak up more. How about
Shipwreck, speak up more.
We've had a lot of
more.
Shipwreck, about
Shipwreck. More.
Shipwreck, can you say something?
What the hell? Where'd you go?
Oh, stop talking about Dr. Disrespect, and I will be able to talk.
You're not going to hear Shipwreck talk very much on this show, I can guarantee it, looking at this outline.
There's stuff on this outline I want to talk about.
Yes.
I don't know. I've had a lot going on behind the scenes the last few shows, too, so I had other things on my mind as well.
He was installing his artisanal GameCube controller, GameCube cable. Well, he's right. Recording the last show. There's a question about that coming up, guys, so get ready.
Can't wait.
All right, have us some show feedback. More show feedback.
Yes. GPN has to say, Wombat, I understand returning to Skyrim time and again. It's gaming comfort food to me, too, and I put in hundreds of hours into it on both PS3 and PS4. Yep, I can relate. It's sometimes you just need to escape, and it's good for that. So that's all I have to say about that.
That's all I have to say about
Skyrim. Shipwreck, where are you on this issue?
Yeah, where is it?
Speak up.
Like, do you have a game that, like, when everything is shitty, you just need to, like, this all sucks, I'm going to play Skyrim?
No, I'll just play whatever.
Frogger.
Yeah. Tony Hawk. Pro Skater 2.
Yeah, he's not updating that. If he could do it himself, he would.
Was that a story or something?
Yeah, he said he tweeted that out this week or last
week. Oh, okay. I don't follow Tony Hawk.
He was sick and tired of people asking him about updating his old game. And he's like, I don't even own the license. I don't have an agreement with Activision anymore. If I could update everything myself, I would. But I'm just not skilled enough to do that or something like that.
I'd like to think that Tony Hawk is just sitting in his house just updating the Tony Hawk Pro Skater games.
Yeah, he's got a dev kit on his...
How can we upscale these textures? They're not looking gnarly enough for me. That's how he talks. Gnarly's a skater term, Ship.
Oh, okay. I was not aware of that.
Living in Ohio.
No, we don't have any skateboards here. They haven't gotten this far west yet.
Right. You still have like the hoop with the stick that you hit and you run after it. That's,
yeah.
That's pretty fun.
Good old hoop stick.
Well, Matt, you've played that at Old Bethpage, haven't you?
Played Wombat. What?
Are you still paying your mortgage?
No.
I'll be paying my mortgage for years.
What were you just doing right now?
Nothing.
Bullshit.
Literally nothing. Literally, absolutely nothing. Staring at my screen.
Trying to flip the ball on the string up into the cup.
Yeah. I was like, I wish I was doing something, but I don't even have, like, I just completely spaced out.
What were you doing? Nothing.
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 Literally nothing.
Paddle game.
Sorry.
Trying to solve that Jacob's ladder.
One of these days.
How about some Watch This Bitches? So we all
saw Black Panther.
Yes.
Yeah, we
all
did.
Liked Black Panther. Mm-hmm. Black Panther made my wife cry.
Oh, nice.
I still don't know how that's... I mean, I enjoyed that movie. I just don't... I'm trying to figure out what the scene was.
Says the man who's never cried from a movie.
Right.
Yeah.
What would that scene be?
What crying's about.
I can't figure that out.
It's an emotional movie.
I guess.
Still can't believe that you've never cried during any movie.
Nope, never. Sorry.
What would it take? What would have to happen in the movie for you to? Do you think for you to cry?
Someone would have to jump out of the movie and kick me in the testicles. Maybe.
I mean, would it have to be about your life?
Me. The me movie?
Like, they said, Wombat, you're dying now. Like, I mean, you, Stuart. You, right there, you. You're dying.
No, probably not. I'd probably be more confused than anything else.
It's very strange. Yeah, somebody find out. Somebody must know about
this. Well, I think some of it's how Wombat watches movies, though. We've talked about that before. Like, he's thinking about things like that aren't going on in the movie while he's watching it.
Really? Like, no.
Yeah, no, he is.
Sometimes.
He thinks about, like, where he's seen these actors or, like, cursory other things that, like, happen to, like, relate to the movie.
Interesting. Is that true?
It's possible.
Okay. I'm not judging. I'm just, it's interesting. That's, I mean, sure.
I may dissect a movie more in my head than an average viewer might, mostly due to my training in that skill set.
But you do it while you're watching, not after?
There are times when I'll be watching. Like, probably the best example of that is probably still The Dark Knight, where when it got close to the end of the movie, I started rewriting the movie because I didn't like what he was doing with his world building.
Dark Knight is the Heath Ledger one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the ending was too... Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to get into that again. We did it on
spoilers. Another episode. I haven't seen
Black Panther.
Yet.
We're talking about Black Panther. What the hell?
Yeah. Black Panther. Black Panther is really good. You know what I really liked about Black Panther?
What?
Like, a non-spoilery thing about Black Panther that I really liked. Those outfits were awesome. Everyone wore really nice clothes in that movie.
Yeah. That was the first thing I said to Gretchen when we came out of the theater. I'm like, that's going to get Oscar nominations for costumes.
Yeah, like everyone looks awesome. Like just the way they dress, like the casual wear and the fancy clothes and the I'm going out tonight clothes. Everything that Chadwick Boseman wore was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Do you think you could pull off those looks?
I do. Yes, I do think I could. Yeah, I think I could wear anything. Everything he wore in that movie, I could wear to work and get away with. Including the Black Panther costume itself.
I'd like to see that for Halloween.
I don't know how that would go over.
Ty's already told me he wants to be Black Panther for Halloween.
Okay, good. He can get away with it.
He was also close to being Black Panther last Halloween and the Halloween before. So, but now he definitely wants it. He always wound up going somewhere in another direction. I'll tell you what I liked about Black Panther that's non-spoilery.
Sure.
I liked the villain. I liked that the villain, you could be sympathetic towards the villain. And I always think that that makes for a good, I don't know if just a comic book movie, because that's what I liked about Daredevil or any movie. I think just really any movie in general, it's not just like a
Specify what Daredevil you're talking about at the moment.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Netflix series.
Okay.
Yeah,
I thought
Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin.
Yeah, no, you thought of something like what's that?
You were talking about the Ben Affleck Daredevil.
Oh,
and I was trying to see how you were. Name? Bullseye.
Hmm? Bullseye. Yeah.
Bullseye.
Colin.
Yeah, Firth. I was trying to see how you were relating.
Colin
to Bullseye.
Farrell, not Colin yeah. Firth.
No, Ship. It was no. Have you seen the Netflix one?
No.
No. What?
It's too much for me.
That one's. It gets to be too much.
It's too much violence, and it's just too much.
It's too much show. There's 6 episode shows that they put in 13 episodes.
Right.
Well, the ones with Kingpin are good, but that's what I liked about Black Panther. I liked that the villain wasn't just like an over the top bad guy who wanted to destroy the world, and you know have some big thing. I don't know. It was.
I feel like. They've been like Marvel's been starting to branch off and make different types of movies, and this one I felt like really cemented like this is their more serious like movie. You have your dramas,
yeah,
and you
well,
have your,
I think
your
they're also
and you have just like your action movies. Like there's like three different kinds of movies now within the Marvel universe.
Well, I think that's important because it's not just the Marvel universe; it's also Marvel Studios. It's its own. It's its own thing. It's an actual studio, and they can't just churn out the same thing over and over and over again. Although you can draw parallels between Black Panther, many other Marvel movies, Thor, Actually, there's a lot of parallels, as well as Iron Man. But, yeah. But
those
again,
are the more serious movies, though.
Yeah.
Like, but, if you look at those are their drama movies. And then you have, like, their comedies, which are Guardians and Thor Ragnarok and the Ant-Man movies. Mm-hmm. And then you have just, like, your overall action movies, which are your Avengers and Captain America and that type of stuff.
Well, Captain America Winter Soldier is its own thing, I would say, also. Because I like that movie a lot. So no, that movie has...
That's a good qualifier.
Yep. No, the spy thriller, I don't know if they haven't really been able to pull that off again. I would like
maybe
them
they
to
haven't
try.
Tried. Yeah. I mean, it's very clear that
well,
they
you
have
know, in many ways, they
things.
Set up the ability to even do that with Black Panther in the Black Panther movie, with that whole middle section, which I thought was awesome. So,
All right, we all really enjoyed it. Cool. We'll talk. I guess we'll see if we have time. We'll talk. Do a little.
Yeah, because I don't. I'm intentionally not saying spoilery things. I'm like in the middle, something happens that I really liked.
I wanted to say that I finished, or rather, Mrs. Cheapy and I finished Altered Carbon, season one. We enjoyed it. I can't say 100%. I can tell you 100% for sure. I could not explain the plot to somebody with any specifics because there's a lot going on there. But even still, there's a lot of great action, and clearly they spent a lot of money making that sci-fi action movie, action series. So I'd recommend you check it out. Ship, you read the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're not going to watch this?
I might. I heard it doesn't really follow the book all that closely.
It might be interesting to see what changes they made. And
yeah, how many episodes is it?
10.
Mm. I was hoping for 6.
Yeah, it's 10.
I don't. 10 is it? I mean, that's 10 hours.
Sure, it's cool. You can watch it over the course of 2 weeks.
Or it could do something else for 10 hours.
I like that idea better.
Says the guy who wants me just to hook up a box to my TV just so I can watch more TV.
Yep.
Like what? Cable news? I'm going to watch
I'll watch the first episode of Altered Carbon and I'll see where it goes from there.
Okay. I think you're going to watch the second episode as well. All right. What else we got here?
We got... I started watching Ugly Delicious on Netflix. Which is a food show hosted by, it's not really hosted, it's sort of, it's really good, it's really interesting, it's really well shot, it really moves for an hour long show about food. The first episode is about pizza, and they go all over the planet to different places where they have pizza. They go to Japan.
What was the Japanese pizza? I saw in the episode description that they did that. What was the Japanese pizza about?
I forgot, but the guy, David... So watch it. David Chen is the host. He's the head chef at Momofuku, and
who?
He knows a lot about David Chen.
What was the restaurant's name?
Momofuku.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
It's in Manhattan.
I know it. I had the Impossible Burger there.
Yeah. I say it's a very famous Manhattan restaurant.
Do you know they have the Impossible Burger at Bear Burger now?
They also have it at Whole Foods.
Oh. What do you mean? You can buy the frozen or?
No, you can go, I could go there for lunch and get an Impossible Burger with fries for $10.
Oh, my Whole Foods is pretty small. I don't think they.
No, mine is like a giant, it's the giant Union Square one. So it's a different thing. It's a different animal.
Mine's not going to
literally
shit.
Different animal.
You should try it. Can you?
You should watch the first episode of Ugly Delicious.
Okay, if you try the Impossible Burger, I'll watch the first episode.
Maybe tomorrow, weather permitting, because it's going to be gross out. And I also been watching Somebody Feed Phil, which is also fun and food related, and on Netflix. we enjoyed that as a family. Actually, my kids stopped what they were doing because they were so intrigued by Phil Rosenthal. So I highly recommend that just for that. He's actually a very interesting character and he goes all over the world and he eats everything that they put in front of his face and everything is amazing to him. But it's just kind of nice to see him enjoying things. There's just something about it where you feel happy when he's happy. I don't know how he pulls it off, but Somebody Feed Phil on Netflix.
Probably magic, I'm thinking.
Maybe. I don't know.
Voodoo?
Maybe. I guess could be voodoo.
That's a form of magic.
So you could check those out.
Voodoo?
Voodoo. Check out voodoo. You should get a little wombat doll, put it next to your desk.
I'm sticking needles in it right now.
That explains the chest pain.
All right. Let's great segue into this Harry's spot. Oh, so what is Harry's? Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price. And that's why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. Harry's was started by two guys, Jeff and Andy, who were fed up with paying crazy prices at drugstores for razor blades. So they got their own German factory and started making their own high-quality blades, and they sell them to you direct for half the price. And in fact, Harry's is so confident that you're going to love their blades, they'll give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/cag. Just pay for shipping. I know that those Harry's blades will give you a really close shave, and I enjoy using that post-shave balm after I'm done getting that close shave, and then I'll shave Wombat.
Excuse me?
I just wanted to see if you're still paying attention or you're staring off into no man's land.
A little of both, but you know, if you want to shave me, A, I would let you. But B, you would have to use a Harry's razor because I know that's going to give me the best shave, especially if you're doing it. Like, their razors are so good, I would let you shave me with one because I know that I still will get a good shave out of it.
I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. But
just saying.
Right. Maybe there's going to be some, like, charity thing where you have to shave your friend for something awareness. What could that be?
What's the awareness?
Instead of pouring cold water on yourself for whatever that was for, I've already forgotten.
I don't know.
Juvenile diabetes?
Sure. Talk about Harry's razors.
Yes. So, of course, you know, we not only love the razor blades and the razors, but we love the post-shave balm, the shaving cream. It's all great stuff. So to claim your free trial offer, a $13 value for free when you sign up, just cover shipping, go to harrys.com/cag. That's harrys.com/cag. Thanks, Harry's. All right, Chip, give us the new releases.
Okay.
This is a pretty sad list.
This is.
There's one shining beacon of hope.
Okay.
There is.
Is it Fear Effects Sedna?
No.
Okay. Is it Toon War?
Wait, I want to talk about Fear Effects Sedna first.
Okay.
Did you guys play the Fear Effect games back on PS1?
No.
Fear Effect. It's,
why is not?
Is that a horror game?
No.
Isn't that like a first-person shooter, or am I making that up?
No, it is not. It is a story of two lesbians.
Yeah, I thought that was a first-person shooter. It's not?
No. It's a third-person game.
Oh.
It had some of the first, like, FMV-style backgrounds that were painted, like, it had, like, a cel-shaded painted look, but the backgrounds had, like, FMV, like, flames and stuff in them. It was a very cool-looking game back in the day. So yeah, they're making a new one, and it's coming out. But they changed the style of the game, I guess, to a tactical type game. You had like a squad of characters in the old games.
Oh, I remember this game. Sorry.
Yeah, no, they were very cool games. I loved the Fear Effect series back in college when I was playing them. So I'm interested in seeing how this turned out. It's only $17.99, so I'll check it out. They had a very cool story and vibe to them. So
I'd recommend keeping those expectations low.
Well, obviously, I don't think it's going to be exactly like how I remember Fear Effect.
Yeah. But groundbreaking as a groundbreaking game.
I can't believe you guys didn't play it at all.
It looks familiar to me.
When you were in college, I wasn't really. It was sort of like a gray area of games for me. That was like my dark times.
Dark times. This game came out in February of 2000.
Yeah.
So what was I doing? I'd met Shima a couple months ago. I probably wasn't playing Fear Effect.
And 84.89 on game rate rankings.
There you go.
I'm not saying it was bad. I'm just saying it just wasn't
you
something
said it was
I was
bad.
Wanting.
You were busy.
Don't remember saying it. Yeah, I had just graduated college. I was doing other things.
All right, what else we got?
Also coming out this week, new version of Final Fantasy 15, the Royal Edition.
How is that Scribblenauts game $50?
Because it's a new Scribblenauts game.
$50 for Scribblenauts.
They're gonna, you know, do that for a couple weeks, and then it won't be $50.
I'm like, that seems, you know. I mean, the previous ones were all DS games, and I guess it was a Wii U one, but that doesn't count. I don't know. I don't get it. I'm also, interested to see how this would even play on a TV. I wonder if you could use your phone. See, that would be a cool idea if you could use your phone.
Isn't this it's a party game.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think this, I think that's where the showdown part of it comes.
Like, I don't get it.
It's like a card game, mini game type thing.
I mean, I liked, actually, Scribblenauts, the DC comic one tie-in Scribblenauts game was awesome.
Yep.
They should just re-release that for consoles.
It was good. We played the shit out of that.
Yeah. Here's something you like. Really re-release that for $20?
Or maybe they could just make a new game, and maybe this one will be good, and you can just remember the old one as well.
No, I don't want that. I want the thing that I know is good.
That's the problem. That's all we're getting. That's why the Switch list is just full of games that are 10
that have
years
already
old.
Been out. I know. Well, yeah. That's like whatever. Totes the Goat, $4.99.
Yep.
Totes the Goat.
Did you say you were playing something in the new releases?
I am.
What are you playing?
Into the Breach came out for PC.
How's that?
Oh, okay.
The follow up to FTL.
And?
It's it hasn't sucked me in.
It hasn't sucked.
That's it hasn't sucked me in the way that FTL did. I think it's like a I don't know how you describe it, like a tactical strategy game. With mechs and tanks. But it's very simple, like it's very easy to pick up, but the actual game is hard. It requires a lot of each move requires a lot of planning because you got to be as efficient as possible. Otherwise, you're going to lose buildings, you're going to lose power, and you're going to lose the game. So it's got a nice retro charm to it. Great, you know, good soundtrack. I wasn't really blown away by the soundtrack, but it's pretty good. I don't know. It's so far it's no FTL for me yet, but maybe once I think I've just scratched the surface on it. So we'll see as I advance and power up my team, maybe I'll enjoy it more. But Into the Breach, it's $15. Cheap.
I remember that Totes the Goat game now. That's the mobile game. That's the Qbert Crossy Road game.
Totes.
I believe you.
I would believe me too, because I remember playing it on mobile.
I
so I'm guessing that's just going to be a mobile port to the Switch.
Totes.
Totes. Totes my goats.
All right. Are we up to Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff?
I think so.
Because there's some big Overwatch news.
Yeah, they got a new hero.
Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Her name is Flibbenjorm.
No.
Bridget?
Frambisnabber.
Is it Bridget?
It could be Brigitte or Bridget. I haven't watched the video yet.
It's Floshnerbreff.
It's probably Bridget.
It's Farfig Newton.
It's Torbjorn's daughter.
Torbjorn's daughter.
What are you doing? Are you having a stroke?
almonds.
yeah, I haven't tried her out on the test server yet, but that's exciting.
Tell us how Torbjorn Jorder is on the next show.
I will. What else we got here, Wombat, in your news and stuff?
The ESRB is going to do the barest of minimums to let parents know that games have other things than what's in the box.
Such as?
A sticker, letting parents know that the game has additional in-game purchases, which could be anything from a loot box to downloadable content to extra characters to a hat.
Seems like a fine solution to me.
Oh, yes. I'm sure it'll work out wonderfully and everyone will be appeased.
Well, who's not appeased at the moment? It's just people pissed off that these things exist, right?
Yeah,
there's nobody that's like, that this is really causing much harm to. Other than just people being pissed off.
It depends, because, you know, they have gambling addiction experts saying that this is no different than gambling, and people who start to spend money on this can't stop spending the money on this.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Lucia says.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well. That's fine. I think putting that label on the box is enough.
I mean, that's exactly what we said they were going
to
do.
Yeah, because that's the only thing that makes sense to do.
What else can they do?
Right.
The ESRB, nothing. It has nothing to do with that.
Right. ESRB represents the publishers. They're concerned. Their goal is to make as much money as possible. So ESRB is going to do the bare minimum.
Well, you know, next week when the president talks to the game companies about loot boxes.
Oh, that's what they're talking about
that. He's not talking about that.
That's what they're talking about, right?
No. Video game violence.
Have
video games.
No, it's not 1990 anymore. They're going to talk about loot boxes.
Oh.
Trump doesn't know what loot boxes are. Nobody
tells
him.
He'd be very excited by them, I believe.
That's what he calls his wife.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
No.
That's where all his loot goes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sure next week or the week after, whenever that talk happens with Trump and the video game people, I'm sure we'll have much to say about it at that point. We really don't have anything to say about this point because we just assume that he has no idea what he's talking about.
Right.
And
who's gonna talk to, you think?
That's I'm honestly more interested in that. Like, who is
I would assume like EA and Activision. I don't know though.
Yeah, like is it gonna be any like names, big names? Is it gonna be like Randy Pitchford or
no? It's not gonna be Randy Pitchford.
It's gonna be Activision.
It's going to be Activision's CEO or CFO.
Yes. Or is it going to be Bobby Kotick? Is he still there?
And they're much smarter than Trump, so they're going to get him to go along with whatever they want.
You think so?
Yes.
They're going to they're going to like Jedi mind trick on him and be like, games are fine. Games are fine. Children need to play games in order to learn skill sets to help them be great future Americans. American children need to play video games in order to be great future Americans. Exactly. And it's going to go just like that.
Until the next person gets his ear Anyway, so we'll see what happens there, I guess. Probably nothing.
Did you see this new Mixer news that just came out?
Mm-mm.
They're adding share controller. So if you're broadcasting, you can allow a viewer to take control of the game.
A viewer. Oh, cool. But didn't PlayStation have something like that? Not a viewer. Yeah, maybe.
I don't
share
think it had
play or something.
It had share play. But this is like, if you're broadcasting, you could just let one of the people that are watching you, like, take over and do something. So, like, Wombat could be broadcasting and not being able to, like, get past a certain point, and somebody could come out and help him.
It's pretty cool.
So, and I would just, use all the obviously, help I can get. You would want to only give control anything. To people you trust, or else bad things could happen, I would assume.
Yeah, or else someone will be like, "Oh, it looks like you have all the best cards for Madden 18. I'm going to just delete them all."
Right. That sounds interesting. Like, sure. Mixer is doing some interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Would you do that, GP? Would you let somebody?
Would you let me touch your controller? GP, can I touch your joystick?
No. What Mixer needs to do, I mean, that's all great and all, and I know that Mixer has a lot of great features, but if all the top guys are on Twitch, it doesn't really matter what they add. They need to pay the Twitch guys to come over to Mixer. That's the only way. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, do they need to, can there be more than just Twitch?
Sure. But I mean, what's the goal of Mixer then? Of having Mixer.
Making money.
But how are they going to make money if nobody's watching or using it?
Well, I think obviously they need some people to be watching and using it, but they don't need everybody. They don't need to be better than Twitch as far as viewership.
I know, but if it's just like people on your friends list watching you play, like you're getting like two or three people watching you, it's not a lot of action, I feel. And they're spending a lot of money. You still have to spend a lot of money on the service anyway. So I think they'd rather have a lot of people.
There's probably room for some growth there.
I agree.
Some internet celebrities go in there. You could be like the top Mixer.
my 30 viewers.
Right. Just get in there and do some mixing.
Mix it up.
And then you'll be the number one Mixer.
Woo! Then what happens?
Then you're king of Mixer then.
Yes.
Mixer man.
Right. You probably get like sent an Xbox controller or something.
They gotta just, yeah. They need to get some talent. I mean, not saying the guys on there aren't talented. They need to get some, the guys that are put asses in seats if they want to really be serious. What else we got here in Wombat's news and stuff?
What else do we have here? We have, let's see, we talked about Trump meeting game guys.
I like making Wombat read.
Yep. Burnout Paradise, we want to talk about that? I mean, that's cool. Burnout Paradise Remastered is coming to go back to consoles this month.
Is that the good one? That's the okay one.
That's the open world one.
Right. That's the open world three, one that right? has...
We want three. We want Takedown.
Yeah.
Yeah, Takedown's cool. But this one has the DeLorean.
Yeah, I played a lot of that.
This is the one... It felt like you were doing a lot of driving to get to where you wanted to go.
Yeah. That's the problem with an open world driving game, is that you're doing what you... You're driving to go drive? I don't know. Whatever.
Well, but it... Like, Horizon, I think, figured it out.
Like, they do it better. They do. Right. Do it better.
Like, this one, it was, like, so specific of, like... I mean, you're basically in a city grid for a lot of it.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, I got to go race on this one block, and then I got to go over here and do this block. And it's a good game. It's just, like, everybody wants Takedown because we want the crash mode.
Crashes. Yeah. The crashes were the best. I agree. I've been playing the Fractured Butthole. I'm enjoying it more than I thought I would.
How far? How many hours?
Maybe like 10 or 10-ish.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, I did I had to, I escaped the giant fat stripper ladies.
I mean, are you laughing out loud when you play that game at any point?
I don't know if I'm laughing out loud. I'm just kind of, you know, I'm enjoying it, but, you know, I don't know if I'm like, oh, man, this is funny. But
okay. It had some laugh out loud moments for me.
Okay. I'm enjoying it, though.
Yeah. It's. I thought they did a good job. I mean, the gameplay, I like the RPG gameplay.
Yeah, it's good.
Classic style.
There's almost part of me that thinks it's, you know, that would enjoy a game that was almost the same thing but wasn't South Park.
Sure. Yeah, it gets to be a little too much at some points, I find.
Like if it was a turn-based RPG superhero game, I would probably be kind of into that. Like even without a,
how about Transformers?
Like, without a license. No, like something without a license, where you're creating your own superhero and doing some sort of turn-based RPG in that, you know, format.
Transformers.
Transformers.
X-Men Destiny.
Yes. X-Men. Sure. X-Men Destiny, was it? It's the idea of X-Men Destiny is not why that was a bad game.
Yes, it contributed quite a bit.
Yes. Well, it was a bad idea. An X-Men game with no X-Men in it?
No, the X-Men were in it. You just weren't playing as them.
Right.
Yeah, there were a lot of X-Men in it. Exactly. You just didn't play as an X-Man, and you only had three choices. It wasn't like if they made like a Skyrim style game in the X-Men universe and you were creating a character from scratch and it had that kind of detail and that kind of option.
Wait, Skyrim, what?
Yeah, like a big open world RPG.
Oh, South Park engine.
Yeah, instead of the X-Men Destiny type.
But it's going to narrow choices. With that art, that type of art?
What? Style? Like the. Well, not in some sort of fantasy setting, but
that's why Transformers would be better.
Like in a some city setting?
Some cartoon style. Yeah, wherever.
No. God, no one wants a cartoon style.
If you're making a Transformers RPG.
I'm not making a Transformers RPG. I'm making an X-Men RPG.
Yes, you are. If I'm funding
like
it,
the 90s animated X-Men.
And you create your own X-Man character, and you have lots of different choices and options. It'd be a better game.
No, what?
Play an X-Man character?
No, you wouldn't play as an X-Man character.
There's plenty of them already. Just give me one of those.
Yeah.
Give me Darwin. Let me go.
Well, that's yeah. I mean, that's like making your own character.
Oh, how about those Jurassic Park pinball FX tables?
Those are good.
Those are real good. Mm-hmm. I enjoy them. There's one based on Jurassic World, one based on the original Jurassic Park, yep. And then the third one, which I think is the best table, I enjoy it the most.
Which is based on nothing?
I think it's...
It's the best one, though.
Is it based upon, like, 2 and 3, kind of?
No, I think it's supposed to be a Jurassic Park-themed table without it being tied to anything.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
It seemed like some of the plot points were like maybe from it's 2 and 3, but
But it is a better table. Was that one called like Dinosaur Frenzy or something like that?
Dinomania, or I don't remember something along those lines.
Whatever. They're all fun. So,
but that one's clearly the best one.
Yeah, that's the winner of the pack.
Yeah.
Agreed. I've also been playing Fable Fortune, which is out of early access and is now a free to play game.
I thought they canceled that.
No,
that was Fable Legends or whatever it was.
This is the Fable card game.
Yeah, I thought they canceled that.
No, this is the one that took over for Hearthstone.
Yeah.
Stole the mantle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Good luck.
Do people still play Hearthstone?
Yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played it. It's a card game. I'm not very good at it.
What makes it Fable? Like, is what...
The cards are all Fable-themed characters, like Hobbs and Balverines.
Fart jokes?
They're chickens. Chicken chasers.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Chickens and pigs and farmers. But, yeah, it's got your stuff like Balverines and Hobbs. Okay. Those are the things that make it a Fable game.
All right. What else we got?
I feel like they maybe still don't understand what the Fable license is.
I mean, you know.
No, there's a rumor that they're making a full-on.
Yeah, I know. Who is it? The Forza Horizon guys, right? Isn't that just making the next? I mean, there's a lot to like about Fable in general. That world, those character, the character types. I like Balverines and Hobbs. I would like to see more of that. And doors that talk and all that kind of fun stuff. But... I don't know. It's like they just didn't know what they had, I guess. I don't know. I can't talk about it anymore. We've talked about that too much. Makes me sad.
We can't figure out what happened.
So what do you think was going on with Xbox Live and PSN both being down at the same time tonight?
Well, they were bad. They were working fine for me. I noticed that they were down at one point, and then they kind of snapped back in. So,
something like attack, you mean?
I it seems like that would be the logical assumption to make, but I just can't remember very many times where both of them were down at the same time.
It didn't seem like it was a particularly long time, but
sure, but it. Mm. They were awfully close to one another when they were both went down. I don't know. It was when I was trying to boot up something for Emmeline to watch. So it right. seemed like a long time when it was down.
I don't have any insight on that. I got to say. What do you got here? We got some questions. At TMI Show writes in and asks, who will be playing Far Cry 5?
I very much would like to play Far Cry 5.
That's when is that coming out?
End of the month.
This month?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. The new month of March?
Yep. I think it comes out the same week as Sea of Thieves, which might be an issue, because technically I already have Sea of Thieves by having the Game Pass.
Does Best Buy have a $10?
They have a $10 thing, and you're 20% off. And there's, you know, that gold edition has that funky, the DLC sounds very interesting. But do I need to buy that up front? I don't know. Oh, too many choices.
For Far Cry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have a battle royale.
I'm kind of turned off by the setting and everything. I don't know.
Oh, I'm not. I'm all about it.
I hear what you're saying, Chip.
See, I'm all on board for that.
I just feel like I'm inundated with that already.
I get what you're saying, but
like they had, I don't know. I feel like it could be cathartic and stuff. Do you, like I saw pictures. They had like a community event.
Yes, I saw
a press event, and it was just like, I don't really need this.
People posing with guns, you mean?
They, I don't know if they had. Did they have guns? I don't know if they had guns or not. But it was like just posing in like the rural like. I don't know, cultish environment type of stuff. And it's just like, this isn't really doing it for me entertainment wise at the moment.
Well, I think because when you play video games, a big reason is escapism. And if it's something that's a little too real and unpleasant, maybe that's not how you want to spend your free time.
Right. I don't want to be reminded of the bad parts of what's happening in society at the moment.
Sure, of course. No, that makes sense. Maybe, well, it'll be, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle the story. How, because it is pretty, the tone is going to be pretty important. And I don't know if it's, good luck. It's going to be tough.
I'm sure it'll do fine.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. But I hear what you're saying.
It's no Blood Dragon.
Cock. Sorry.
Nice. Nice.
No, I agree. Like, but we don't know because we haven't seen.
I just want to play it because I'm more interested in there being a Far Cry game than really any other.
Right. Like you were into riding on woolly mammoths. You don't really care what's going on.
Nope. You've nailed me. I don't know what to tell you.
Just like watching a movie.
Darn it. You got my number. I don't know. What do you want from me? I like that gameplay and the whole set, you know, the atmosphere of what you do. I don't, you know, the ancillary around me is sort of whatever for the most part.
Right. Wombat, you know, he's playing Far Cry 5. He's watching white supremacists burn crosses on people's lawns in the game. And he's wondering if these guys like left their irons on back at home or like what they had for dinner.
No, that would be me putting too much thought.
Too much thought. All right. At Kirk Young writes in and says, have you jumped on the Rainbow Six Siege train yet? If so, thoughts? Not yet. I've been thinking about it, though.
Well, every time, you know, I see a lot of people on my Twitter feed are playing that game, and everything I see about that game always looks interesting, but it feels like a game that requires a time commitment that I just don't have. Also, I feel like I'm too late for it. Like it's passed me by. But
I don't think so because they say they have like a huge plan for it still. Like it's still several years worth more of content coming out, and
yeah, like 10 years. I don't know.
It's a little overwhelming.
Yeah, it's like so. Where am I supposed to start? Am I supposed to get the year one thing? Do I get the regular one? Get the super one?
Advanced edition.
There's like 9 different versions of it. I have no idea what I would.
I asked on Twitter, and people said, at least don't get the plain one. Yeah. At least get the advanced edition. But
that's at least. I mean, am I supposed to get? Because there's like a $130 version of this game too.
That's what you want.
Fuck that. Get 2 of them just in case.
Right. Oh, right. Just in case.
Right. Like, what the hell am I supposed to get?
I think you really get some Club Ubisoft points if you buy 2 of the $130.
Seriously. Oh, I got all, you know what? I played the Trials of the Blood Dragon because, you know, it's the game of the game of the month.
Yep.
I got like 60 points, 60 Uplay points for that game already. Dude.
Yeah. You know what I've been playing?
What?
Trials Frontier. The mobile Trials game from 2014.
Oh.
How's that going?
It's actually really good. I don't know why I didn't play it before, but
I don't know. I'm like, terrible.
Is that the motorcycle
game?
Yeah, it's a motorcycle game. They made one for mobile 4 years ago, I guess. Now
I'm surprised it's
still active.
GP, you'll like Trials of the Blood Dragon if you haven't played it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's
Wait, free. That's another motorcycle game.
Yeah, it's another motorcycle game, but it takes place in the Blood Dragon universe.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. I've been playing
Trials Evolution as well.
I've played a similar game to that on PC that just came out called Descenders. Have you heard about that?
Oh, you've been playing that. I want to hear about that.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, it doesn't run great on my computer, and I don't know why, because I have an idea, and it's probably just because it doesn't like anything above 1080p, or maybe it's just, it's still in early access, it says. That's why. But it's... I don't know. Like it talks a big game with the open world, but it's got like these procedurally generated tracks, and you're doing tricks, and it's sort of roguelike because you have to get to the sort of, I don't even know how to describe it. There's different levels that you have to complete, and depending on which branch you take, gets you to different levels, and you have to get to the end without losing all your lives. It's pretty cool, and you're just doing like freestyle tricks basically on your BMX bike, but it's tough for me to play because the performance is so bad.
Do you think it would perform better on my computer?
I think it's I think just above 1080p it's not optimized at all.
Okay.
I haven't really checked. But because I certainly have enough hardware to run this, I should. So I don't know. But it seems really cool and chill. It's like a super chill game. It's got ambient music playing in the background, and it's very relaxing and cool. But it just doesn't. It's not running right. Where are we on this crazy outline?
I think we're in HDMI GameCube adapter time.
How's that going?
It's going great. I do think it's worth the money, $150.
At Grim Grinning Guy asked that question, by the way. He wanted to know how a cheap Shipwreck's HDMI game.
That song's going to be stuck in my head now.
Yep.
What's going to be stuck in your head?
The Grim Grinning Ghost song.
Come out to socialize?
No, I don't know what that is.
Come out to socialize.
Yeah. It's the Haunted Mansion song from Disney World.
Okay.
So yeah, it's the Eon HDMI GameCube adapter, and it works as intended. There's no lag. Everything looks nice and sharp. So yeah, I highly recommend it if you are into the business of needing an HDMI connector for your GameCube.
That's some business.
Mm-hmm. It business is good.
Let's see.
My N64 controller that I kickstarted should be here very shortly as well. I got the shipping notification.
Is that a wireless controller?
It's not wireless. That's the you had to bring that up.
That's the rub.
That's the rub. But they're positioning it as like a fighter pad, but it is shaped like a more traditional gamepad style controller. So it's not that goofy N64 shaped thing. It looks like more like a modern controller, and it was only $20 to Kickstarter. I think it's going to be $30 after the Kickstarter.
You couldn't afford not to do it.
Right, exactly. So, because I'm not a big fan of the N64 controllers.
I hear you. Yeah, they are very weird.
Weird. Shaped. Wonky.
Let's do a few more questions here. And then are we going to do a quick Black Panther spoiler? We might as well do like a quick one, no?
Yeah.
Mama sure. wants to go to sleep.
Ah, it's all right. He can go to sleep while we're doing it.
Yeah, okay.
Come on. Pick up the pace.
Lucy in 2K2 writes in and says, Xbox One and retro compatibility seems to be successful. I personally enjoy playing my old PC games on higher settings when I upgrade my rig. Do you think Sony is going to do something about it?
No, they're doing the opposite of doing something about it. They are...
they're taking away PS3 and...
Yeah, and Vita games. They're just like pretending they don't exist in a year. So no, they're not going to do anything. So
right,
enjoy that.
Got their sweet streaming solution or whatever, right?
Yeah, that everyone loves that.
What's that called again?
Now,
Sony
Now.
So I think it's called Sony Y.
Sony Y.
Some people like that, right? It has to be a thing that people like.
I don't know. I've never heard anybody talking about using that service.
The Xbox back. Compatibility is just so good. Like it, they're just there like their normal games. You just
yep. I played my son got to watch me play Sonic CD and he had never seen that game before and he thought it was the best game he's ever seen. So there you go. Sonic CD, Xbox 360, but even really more backwards compatible.
Good things happen when you're losing. You try harder.
You do.
And you do things like backwards compatibility. Sony, why would Sony spend? And like, not that many people use it. They've done the studies. They know. Microsoft knows.
Yeah, but have you downloaded Crackdown yet onto your Xbox One?
No, I saw a screenshot though from CJ, and it looked pretty sharp.
I mean, I downloaded it. I haven't played it yet, but it's waiting for me.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm assuming that's part of the Game Pass.
It isn't. At least not yet, but it's, okay. I apparently already owned it because it was in my list of games that I haven't downloaded. So I'm like,
I feel like we got review copies of that.
It's very possible.
Is that my memory serving me? Well,
I think I think that was the first game we all got free copies of, and they gave us all digital codes. Like the first time we got digital codes for a game.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. We were big time.
Yeah,
it was. We got like, those things valued at $0 mm-hmm. that they could just email to you. Didn't even need to spend money on a stamp.
Nope.
So we answered that question. Let's skip this one. I like this question. Shanafan writes in and says, since Shipwreck has had his basement redone into a game room with actual shelves, what did he do with those old Blockbuster video racks he was using?
Sold them.
Nice. You get some good scratch for those, or
I got fine scratch for them.
Did you have to buy them when you first got them?
Oh yeah, yeah. But they were pretty cheap when I got them because Blockbuster.
So did you sell them to like a Blockbuster memorabilia collector? Is that what it was?
No, I think I just sold them to somebody who was running some kind of mom and pop store that needed. Store shelves, like a normal use for these things.
Not
I
a Blockbuster.
I did love those Blockbuster shelves, though. They just did not go with the decor, but they were. I mean, they were heavy and sturdy,
built to last.
Yeah,
unlike Longer Blockbuster,
unlike the business model. Oh,
I drove by weird. Blockbuster, like a. It's a like Advanced Auto Parts or something now, mm-hmm. but I drove by one today and was like, I would normally be stopping in here. Like I remember driving through here during like lunch breaks and just going in here and hanging out for a while.
Yeah.
There's still near my house, there's still it's a paint store now. The Blockbuster itself is, but the large Blockbuster sign out by the street is still there.
Well, that's kind of sad.
I spent a lot of hours inside Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm. When my wife and I were dating and she lived on Long Island and I would come visit her on the weekends from the city, our Saturday ritual would be like, oh, let's go to Blockbuster and get a movie and stay in and watch a movie. And that was like a thing. That was the thing we would do. And now it's gone. Right. Sad.
All right.
Yep.
Let's wrap it up. How about that? Let's remind everybody to go to harrys.com/CAG to get their free trial shave set for free when they sign up. Just pay for shipping. Don't forget to do that. It's very important. Also, follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, of course. Reach 200,000 followers. Congratulations, Thorbon. Great job. And stay tuned for our Black Panther party. Spoiler-tastic. See you next week.
Bread's almost done.
You can roll a roll on to your pal. It's chocolate-covered caramel. Roll a roll on to your chums.
It's chewy and it's chocolate and it's lots of fun.
Rolo, chewy caramel and real milk chocolate all rolled together. Rolo!
You can roll a roll on to your friend.
It's chocolate-covered caramel from end to end.
All right, welcome to the Black Panther spoiler discussion. There are spoilers.
From this point on, we're going to talk spoilers about the Black Panther movie. Starting in 3, 2, 1, Killmonger dies at the end. Okay, you were warned.
That was sad. You kind of were pulling for him not to die. Well, he was such a good character that you're like,
yes,
maybe they'll reform him and he was a good character,
or even if they just kind of, you know, in the comic books, he just kind of sometimes roaming around in the jungle. Like maybe they just like exiled him because he
gave him the nose honk from Karate Kid 2.
Yeah, because technically he is a cousin. He is a royal family member, so they would exile him out and force him to just kind of be, you know, make his own way in the jungle, something like that. And then he would get the actual pet tiger that he has in the, whatever it is, pet leopard.
Do you think he could pull off that haircut? That was a pretty good haircut.
It was a good haircut. You know what? I loved his jacket, that blue jacket thing. That was cool. That was a pretty cool jacket.
Yes, he was very fashionable.
That was a good jacket. So
sympathetic. He was fashionable and sympathetic.
He was fashionable and sympathetic. I was bummed that they killed Claw. I would like him to come back because he's a pretty well-known Avenger villain, Black Panther villain.
Yeah, I think he served his purpose, though. I
wanted to see, like, I mean,
he didn't have a really much depth to that character.
He could come back comic book style where he is just nothing but pure sound, but they didn't set that up in any way, like on how that would be possible. So I don't think that's going to happen.
Right. This wasn't
pretty
the same
sure
guy.
He's dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure he's dead. I like that scene in the museum, though. That was pretty cool. When they, you know, bust everything up.
There are a lot of good scenes. I liked all the action scenes.
Yep. I really liked the whole James Bond parallels with T'Challa and going down when his sister was all Q and giving him all the stuff. Yep. I liked that a lot. I thought that was such a cool scene.
Well, and going to a casino. Like, there was a lot of James Bond stuff going on.
There was a lot of James Bond stuff going on, and I was totally into it because, honestly, the last two James Bond movies are not clearly nearly as good as Black Panther is as a James Bond movie. So, good work, Black Panther, for making the best James Bond movie of the last 7 years.
Yeah, I like the idea that it wasn't just about defeating a villain. really the plot of the movie revolved around Wakanda's technology and whether they should be sharing it with the outside world or just stay secret and protect themselves.
There was a lot of plots going on.
In terms of things that you would discuss after watching the movie, the things that stand out, the things that are interesting to talk about, this movie had a few things like that. And a lot of those superhero movies, even the good ones, they don't really, you know, you're watching things blow up on the screen and that's fun, but there's not that much to talk about afterwards. And this movie had several things to talk about, including, like, should Wakanda just remain isolated or should they help people?
I would say if I had one criticism about the movie, and really it's probably nitpicky, is his best friend / the lover of the head of the guards, the border security guy, the guy from Get Out. He kind of turned. First of all, I saw it coming from a mile away.
Well, yeah, that was his character.
Yeah, but it just seemed to happen so quickly, and honestly, I don't think his reasoning was good enough.
I think that was.
It was a little too.
It's a 2-hour movie. Like,
yeah, it just seemed like, okay, this character is in this movie for this reason, so we're not really going to set it up properly. We're just going to do it.
And right, like, right. That's,
which guy is that?
The Rhino guy.
Yeah, the Rhino guy. Thank you. Yes.
The army guy.
Yeah.
Wakanda army.
Yes.
Wakanda, right?
Wakanda border guard. And he trains the rhinos.
Border guard, okay.
Yeah. His wife, they didn't actually say if they were married or not. She just referred to him as her love. Yep. You know, she is the head of the army.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
The beginning of the movie.
Yes.
T'Challa, that's his name? Yes,
that is his name, T'Challa.
He's already Black Panther.
Yes. He was Panther in Civil War.
How come he has to have that ceremony again? Does he have to renew that like every year or something?
No. He wasn't like the king.
Yeah.
He was
Black Panther before he was king. Why? Because the king was too old?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you also notice that the king had a glass eye? Because it was distracting to me during my viewing of the film.
I did not.
I did, but I just assumed that he had a glass eye. And that was as far as the distraction went with me.
I'm like, why won't he blink? Why? Just blink. I'm just a bad person. But, yeah.
The thing that was distracting to me, like, and this is, again, very minor, was, like, they were so concerned with is it vibranium? That's what they have, right?
Yes, they have vibranium.
Yeah. They were so concerned with that getting out in the world, but then like during like the car chase, they were just like throwing spears out and like just leaving them in the road.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
They may have gone back for them.
Right. Well, I'm sure.
Or maybe they send someone to go back for them.
Yeah, maybe like their spies are there and they go back for it. Like it's a minor thing, but it was like enough of like, hey, wait, no, you don't want to leave that there.
That's valuable.
Yeah.
I liked Martin Freeman's character a lot. Everett Ross, I think his name.
As the white guy.
Yeah, I think they did a good job in, you know, for what he is, as because that's basically what he's there for. I mean, he's the white guy in this movie, but you know, he did. It was fine. It worked. You know, I like that he was willing to sacrifice himself to save Wakanda. And it sort of, you know, was interesting to me at least.
See? It's good.
It's a very good movie. Yes.
We all agree.
And nobody missed a basketball shot in this movie, I don't believe.
Young Killmonger miss a shot when he sees the spaceship?
I think he just stops. I don't remember. Spaceship, I thought he just stopped.
Does he just stop? Yeah. It's a very good movie. I understand its importance as well. Well, I don't want to just skip over that, even though it doesn't necessarily pertain to the three hosts on the show. We're not oblivious to why it is important and why it's great. I don't know. Was anyone in your theater, you know, dressed up?
The people we saw people coming out of the theater in African garb. We went in Florida, and it was like a weekday in the middle of the day.
Oh, okay.
So it was empty, basically.
Because we went the Saturday after it opened, and everyone around us was dressed. The woman sitting next to my wife was wearing like a full-on headdress.
Wow. People must have been going crazy during the movie.
Oh, it was awesome. It was great. Yeah, I loved every second of it. Yeah, no, I thought it was amazing. So I it wasn't lost on me. because of everyone around me, that you know, how important this movie is, and I was glad it was a really good movie.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Really so, good. I think that's
there was
great.
Like four other people in the theater with us when we saw it.
Right. $5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our $5 matinee.
I spent too much and saw it on in 3D the day after it opened. So.
Yeah, we saw it in 3D too. I found that the 3D...
It wasn't necessary.
It wasn't that it was unnecessary. Like, sometimes it was pretty cool, but sometimes it made it look too fake. Like, it had, like, that toy effect because it makes things a little blurrier too. I don't know. It just it made things look too... Like, I was looking at, like, a toy set or a model. But whatever. Mm-hmm. Great movie. Yep. All good.
Yep.
All right, let's go to bed and say goodnight to everybody.
Goodnight to everybody. Bread's done.